The following episode is sponsored by Number One Perry Square, Ireland's premier boutique, hotel, and spa. Visit oneperrysquare.com for more. That's oneperrysquare.com.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
In your own time.
Well, Father, I haven't been the greatest at trying to be the human. I have been very aggressive with my behaviors.
And might I ask, what is it? What is bringing out this behavior in you?
A junky bastard tried to rob my junk! Sorry, Father. My apologetics. I was the victim of a criminals. I have to use retaliation, but did much of the damages.
We are all God's children, and you did what you had to do to protect yourself. God is willing to forgive you. Now, is there anything else you would like to get off your chest? God is here to forgive you.
Okay, one moment. My CPU temperature is pretty high, all right. I will take this top off.
Wait, no, Mother of God. I'm wearing a very slim Y-front, at least 3 to 4 years old. And I don't mean the age of the Y-front fitting a 3 or 4 year old. I mean it's 3 or 4 years old. And it's been through the mill.
But I thought God would forgive me if I take something off my chest.
No, there's no need for any of that kind of carry-on. There was a bit of a breakdown in communication there. God will forgive you, my child. Is there anything else you'd like to confess before you go? And please, keep things in your chest.
Yes, Father. I cannot stop thinking about my lovers.
My child, lust is one of the 7 deadly sins. It's a sign of weakness and belongs with the devil. First, your lust should be for the one of God. Pray with me, child, pray with me. Dear Lord, let us pray for the children of today. May you wash away their sins, and may they follow your path. The way of the godly leads to life. That path does not need to lead to death. Right so, the act of contrition, my child. Off you go, and I shall say it with you.
Oh my God, I am sorry for all the sins.
For not loving the others and not being in love with you.
Help me to live like the baby Jesus.
And not sin again.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, my child. Did you just say, not sin like the baby Jesus?
I thought that was the words, no?
The television has you ruined. Not sin again. Sin, my child, sin. That is why you are here, to confess your sins, not your songs.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Styles and Profiles. Your hair looks like modeling shop window.
I'm hoping that's a compliment.
Yes. it is a compliment. You look like a sexy boy now. Oh, wait. Father O'Driscoll will not be happy if he hears me talk about seven deadly sins. I cannot be full of lust.
What are you on about? Anyway, enjoying your day off. Did you get up to much this morning?
That's what I am saying, silly. I went to the confessions in St. Michael's.
I didn't know you were into all that.
Dr. Clayton would bring me to the churches in Spain when he was building me. I like the silences.
Well, it's worse you could be doing. Still, I'm not sure how a robot could enjoy mass.
Hey, Claire Bears!
Morning, love. How are you today?
Good, thank yous. Ooh, that is a beautiful plant.
Oh, thanks, son. I picked it up in the market. I think it will grow nicely if I put it on this window.
Will it grow the monies?
No, I think it's just a phrase people use.
Oh, I was wondering why the man in Greenman Garden was laughing when I asked about it. Claire, I have the favours to ask you.
Sure, go ahead, love.
I have been asked out on the dates by potential lovers on the dating website. I want to know what you think.
You're not getting into this couple business, are you?
No, you clowns. This is girly stuff.
Sorry.
Couples business. So, Claire's, will you help me with my lovers?
Sure, just give me 10 minutes. I just need to put this stuff away.
Thanks, Claire's Bears. I will bring the laptops out to the back garden.
Okay, my love. I'll be with you shortly.
Can you see the screens okay?
Yeah, that's fine. So which guy wants to take you out on a date then?
Take the guesses.
I don't know. The guy at the bread van?
Boring.
Okay. How about the Spanish guy with the big teeth?
No! He had the face like a horse.
Well, who then? Oh, wait, was it that eggy guy? Was that his name again?
Hooray! You got it in three.
So it is Eggy then?
No. Eggsy, silly.
Eggsy. Okay, what kind of name is that? Did you ask him about it?
He is a gentleman, and I think he could be the lovers of my life.
Mother of Moses, I don't know how you attract these people.
Well, it is the dating site, and look at my profiles. I spend many clocks putting information in. Now, look what has happened. I'm getting the results.
Well, I suppose I led you to the well after all.
So, do you think I should go on the dates with Eggsy?
Let me see his profile again.
Here you go.
His pictures look okay. One sec now. Username, oh Jesus, he's a United fan. Age, 32. That's grand. Children? None. Fair enough. Interests? Drinking? Football, women. I can put away 15 pints, no bother. My record is 21, but ended up getting... Wait, I think he meant to type sick. That D should probably be an S. Looking for a nice girl who won't mind me watching United with the lads. Love tall women. If you look like Rihanna or Cheryl Cole, all the better.
Well, is he perfect match?
Well, what if he's saying a message? Where does he want to take you on the date?
Hold the phones. I will show you the message.
You know, I actually thought the bread van guy, he was kind of cute.
I told you! Boring! That guy needs to use his loaf. Okay. Hi, Anya. Thank you for the fast reply. Instead of some day, how about tomorrow night? You said you had no plans. I can meet you inside the space bar at 8 p.m. P.S. I watched that film you were on about, Basket Cakes 2. I was roaring, laughing the whole way through. Smiley face. It was brilliant.
Oh, that's so cute. I'd say go for it. You've nothing to lose.
Really? Do you think he would make the lovers of my dreams?
Ah, come on. Sure, you never know unless you try. But you did tell him you're a robot, right?
He might have to find that out the hard way.
Anya, he should really know what he's dealing with.
It'll be fine. I will tell him after he's had a few drinks.
So is that tonight you're meeting him?
No, tomorrow night. I need 2 replies now.
Ah, okay. Well, best of luck anyway, hon. I'm sure he'll fall head over heels in love with you.
I hope he does not turn up in heels.
Do you need anything inside? I forgot to take my clothes out of the machine.
No thanks. Okay, here we go. Hello, Edzy. Thank you for the messages. I will do the meet with you at the space bar at 8 o'clock. I have your phone number from the old messages. My number is 5559898989. I knew you might like the Basket Case too. It is one of the best movies. P.S. United will not be able to get their balls in the goal tomorrow. They do not know how to score. Ha! End. Send. Ooh, I cannot wait for my date. Ooh!
Anya returns after this short commercial break. Download the Anya app today and we'll deliver every episode direct to your smartphone. The Anya app is free and available in all app stores. So what are you waiting for? Download your free Anya app today. For more, visit anyapodcast.com. Need a break? Why not visit Number One Parry Square, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa? At Number One Parry Square, your leisure is our pleasure. Unwind and relax in our contemporary Voya Spa, which includes an herbal cocoon, coal bunker sauna, aroma steam room, Irish mist showers, and a Zen garden for those lazy days. The spa is located in the original vaulted basement with many modern influences on design. Based on wonderful hand-harvested seaweed, certified organic and knowledge of the local traditions of seaweed baths and seaweed treatments, Voya strives to bring you the full power of nature in its purest forms throughout our Voya treatment range. But that's not all. Number One Parry Square also boasts an impressive menu of award-winning food at our exclusive Sash restaurant. Focusing on home cooking with an extra layer of sophistication, the menu at Sash is almost like country house food in the city, showcasing simple but elegant dishes, both classic and contemporary, using old-school, time-proven techniques. With a menu that is quietly confident and traditional, but with the same contemporary twist to be found throughout all of Number One Parry Square. For more, visit oneperrysquare.com. That's O-N-E, perrysquare.com. Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa.
All right, my love, I'll get you a drink.
No, thank you. I am waiting to meet someone.
Boyfriend, I take it.
Not yet.
Oh, I like a girl who knows what she wants. If it goes tits up, I'll be upstairs by slot machines. Don't be shy.
Guess who?
Ah, I cannot see. Move your hands from my eyes.
Come on, guess who?
Do you have a mustache?
No.
Are you bald?
I'm not bald, no.
Let me see. Do you have ginger hair?
I don't have ginger hair.
Oh, damn it. This one is hard.
Come on, keep guessing.
Okay, let me see. Do you have thin lips?
Kinda.
I know. Do you have a bear?
A bear? Why would I have a bear? I always bought selling a kazoo, but I don't have any bears.
Not a bear, a beard.
Oh, a beard. Nope, wrong again.
God, this is a tough game. You are a man, correct?
Come on, Alanya.
Hey, how did you know my name? Wait. I know who this is. Exe!
Correct. Here's your prize.
Oh, wowzy. These are the most beautiful flowers. Thank you for your kindness.
No, thank you for agreeing to let me take you out. So, what would you like?
Let me see. Maybe a house on top of a Fern Hill Way. A 4x4 Land Cruiser, if there was any chance. Maybe I would like,
Sorry, I meant a drink. What would you like to drink?
Whatever you like to get.
Wine? Beer?
Any of the drinks is fine.
Sorry, bud. 2 points of product placement there on the ready, will
you? You want chilled product placement or product placement light? Actually, the new lime flavour of product placement is doing well.
Nah, chilled is fine. So on, bud.
Alright, no bother.
So, is it hot in here or is it just you?
Eggsy! Stop! You are embarrassing me!
I'm only kidding. The first dates are always hard for me because I suffer from amnesia.
Yes, I know the amnesia.
Yeah. Do I come here often?
Eggsy! You are such the clown. Here, take the drinks and we can get to sit down.
It was hilarious. I'll never forget it.
Oh my goodness. That is a funny story. So funny. I am having a great time.
I'm the same now, I have to say. It's been a brilliant night.
Oh, I love this song. Let's get the dance.
I don't know if I'm going.
Shh, come on, come on.
Well, easy.
Come on, omelette head. You're not shaking your ass properly.
Is it like this?
No, silly. Look like this. Really push it out there. Squat down like this. Look. Ooh.
Now, am I doing it right?
Like you are sitting on the toilet seat. Look, really get into it.
Jesus, I lose my life if someone sees me.
No, you have to. Go, Eggsy. Go, Eggsy.
You must have had a few sneaky doubles at the bar, did you?
Not at all. I love the dancing. Eggsy, check this out, man. Can you do the robotic dance?
Oh yeah, my legs are hanging off. We've been up here since 10:30.
Hey, look! Check this one out!
I need to sit down before I have a heart attack.
Eggsy, can you do this one? Whoops! Oh, sorry!
You're a great dancer.
Thank you! That was real fun!
I'm battered anyway. Sit down there for a minute before my blood pressure goes through the roof.
Would you like one sec?
Relax there a minute, Anya. Take a seat. You're going to give yourself a heart attack at this pace.
I need to check my makeups. Do you want to wait here?
Yeah, I need to take a breather. Do you want your bag?
Yes, that would be helpful.
There you go.
Such a waste of the alcohol. Hello? Dr. Clinton? Can you hear me?
Anya, I was only just thinking of you.
Some serious questions for you, Dr. Clayton.
It's probably a good thing that I've had a few drinks in me then. Go ahead, my dear. Ask away.
Okay. I am on the date with a man from the dating website. He is amazing. I really think he could be the lovers of my life. We have much of the commons, except he thinks United are greatest football team.
Oh, that's wonderful news. How did he take it when you told him you're a human-robot hybrid? Does he know that he's dealing with artificial intelligence?
This is the things. I have not told Eggsy anything yet. What should I do, Dr. Clayton?
It's a tough one for sure. Let me ask you. Is there any rush? I mean, can you just not hold off for a bit?
I can make sure that he does not try the funky business. I will have to make the deals as we go along. If there comes the clocks when I have to tell him that I am the robot, there is nothing I can do then.
That decision is yours. But a move like this would be hugely beneficial to our research. Let me stress, we cannot stop humans forming relationships with artificial intelligence and vice versa. This is what it's all about. Do what you need to do and don't worry about obsessing me. It's your life and you can do anything you want with it.
Aww, Dr. Clayton. I am so glad to have you as my creator. I will do as you say and hope for the bestest. Please tell Dr. White that I said the hellos. I miss you both and cannot wait to see you again.
Okay, my dear. You take care now.
Yes, as always, Dr. Clayton. Good night.
Mwah. Stay safe.
Everything okay, yeah?
Yes, I was just fixing the makeups. Have I got the lipsticks on my teeth?
No, they're sparkling. I've said it a few times tonight, but I have to say it again. You really are stunning. It might not be me, but one day you're going to make somebody a really happy man.
Aw, that is sweet. I really like you too, Eggsy. You are the smarts. You are funny like Mr. Bean. And I have the smiles when I see you have the smiles.
Sure, I'll probably never see you again after tonight. I bet you won't even answer my messages or calls.
Of course I will answer your messages. I just need to tell you something.
Here we go. I knew it was too good to be true. What is it, Paul, Stuart?
What do you mean?
Are you going to tell me you're a man?
A man? No, you clowns, I am not a man. I am a robot. A human-robot hybrid.
You are a gas woman.
What do you mean?
You're hilarious. You crack me up.
Do you not care if I am a robot?
You have a great sense of humor, I'll tell you that. It's refreshing to say the least.
But did you not hear what I just said?
Shh.
Whoa! Oh my goodness.
I really like you, Anya. I really do.
Whoa, Eggsy, don't!
What in the... I thought that was your bra strap. What the...
It's not the bra straps. It is my control panel.
What in the...
I told you, but you would not listen.
You're freaking me out.
Eggsy, I am not a full human like you. I am a robot. Please, don't go. Eggsy, wait! Come back! Eggsy!
Part 2 of this episode will conclude next week.